Lord, everyone. We're in the house of the Lord, and He is our Father. Amen. And He's not one of those fathers that don't pay, you know, child support. He's a father that's up front. There's a big bankroll for us to just draw from. Amen. He's not a deadbeat father. Amen. He said, oh no. He says, come and get it. He says, come and draw from the water. Come and draw. Why? Because He's a wonderful Father. He's a magnificent Father. Amen. And if you feel down and out, you feel that's because you haven't gone to the well. You haven't drawn from the well. But today He's here. And I know there's miracles already in line for you. Amen. Oh, yeah. Well, that was quite an experience. I felt like running up here, but amen. That would have been disaster. Amen. So we're going to get right into it. The unexpected father. Oh, boy. That sounds pretty crazy. I don't know. Some people have experienced that. Unexpected father. What? You're pregnant? Okay, we're not going to go there, but we're going to go here. Luke 1:13. Amen. In the name of the Lord, and I'm going to do the best I can. I have a new clicker, and because the old one was not working for me. Okay, here we go. And the angel said to him, uh-oh, we got an angel talking. We've got a messenger talking. We are surrounded by angels. We are surrounded by army. And we are in the midst of His presence. I don't care where you go, where you're at. The presence is there. And the angel stood there right next to this man. And he said, dread not. Dread thou not. In other words, don't be afraid. See, what happened was that this fella was a priest among thousands of priests. And these priests, they all had a certain job to do in the temple. And out of these thousands of priests, they would cast lots on who was going to operate and officiate in the temple for a certain period of time. So they cast lots, and he won the lottery. That's what lots are, and lottery is in the Bible, because when Jonah was in the boat, they cast lots. They pulled straws. So don't go out and buy lotto tickets. I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about that. But the Bible says that his lot was up, and he went to the temple, and he was a priest. And these priests had different jobs to do. His job was to go to the altar of incense in the temple. And he would offer offerings of praise to God with the incense. The incense was a symbol. See, I know you've all studied tabernacle, and the tabernacle was nothing more than a shadow. Old Testament's a shadow of what's to come. And that altar of incense was nothing more than what you and I experience now as incense unto the Lord. There's praises. That's praises and songs and worship unto the Lord. The Bible says it's like a sweet savor, a sweet smell. Oh, God has good nostrils. God has good nostrils. The Bible says that the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah reached God as a terrible, terrible smell. Because God smells. And He loves perfume. I don't know about you, cologne. I put on cologne today. I said, man, I got to put some. He loves cologne. He loves smell. He loves sweet smelling stuff. He loves the smell of barbecue. Yeah, my neighbor's barbecue, and I go out to my wife, and I feel like a hamburger. I feel like a T-bone, because God smells. And this was the altar that this man was standing at, and it was a kind of a routine thing. And the altar was, and the temple was dark, other than the candlesticks that was glowing there. But all of a sudden, the angel appeared to him and said, "Dread not, for thy prayer is heard. Thy prayer is heard." My. Can you imagine that? That somebody, the angel comes down and says, "Hey, buddy, your prayer is heard. Go pick up that car at that parking lot. Go on and just, hey, what? You're praying for a car to come back and forth? You're praying for this. You're praying for that. You know, God, hey, the prayers are being heard. Don't doubt it. Thy prayer is heard, and Elizabeth, thy wife, shall bear thee a son, and his name shall be called John." You know, he had all the reason to be afraid. If he wasn't afraid of the angel, he was afraid of what he just said. Jesus, we thank you. We love you. You are our Father. You have so much to give us, Lord, and if we could just receive it all, thank you, Lord, that we could put it all in perspective. Bless every heart, every individual, Lord, as we increase at a divine increase. We ask you in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise God. So, you know, the thing is that this fella wasn't expecting anything like that. Unannounced, an angel of God appeared just in the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was paralyzed in fear. He was afraid, paralyzed. I mean, from out of the clear blue, just like never expecting, just going through his officiating, going through the process, all of a sudden there's a big, big, giant angel. Yeah, he froze. I would have froze. Anybody would have froze. Sitting there, and he says, I have a message from you. As much as we, love what the Lord has for us, but sometimes we get surprised by that really God is really there. I've been sick. I've had all kinds of illnesses, and you know, I'm a miracle. I mean, I tell you, I've had so many things, and you know, I don't like to brag, but God told me it's not bragging, it's reality. I've healed you. Why can't you just say that? I've healed you, except praise God for that. And he says, and the angel replied to him, "I am Gabriel." He slapped him upside the head. Because, you know, we as old people, we kind of have an old-time memory loss. You know, we were driving up here this morning, and, you know, somebody cut my wife off, and they, look at that guy, he cut my wife, you know, he cut us off as we were driving. I said, "Celia, we need to be careful, because in Sacramento this last 2 days, they've been road rage. They shoot you over there if you got road rage. You cut in front of them." I said, "This little old lady, she was 71 years old. She got shot at." And then she turns to me, and, "71, isn't that how old you are?" Oh yeah. So then I said, "Well, she's not that old then. She's just a younger lady." So he said, "Hey, buddy, my name is Gabriel, and I'm standing." He says, "I stand in the presence of God.
I'm an angel and I was sent to talk to you, and I'm coming right straight from the altar of God, and I'm going to talk to you and I'm going to tell you something. And I believe it this morning that there's an angel of God standing right next to you, and God is saying, I've come to talk to you, I've come to tell you, I've come to give you power, I've come to give you authority. Why don't you accept it? Why don't you receive it?
Better receive it, because if you don't, this is where it's going to happen. He says, I stand in the very presence of God. I'm Gabriel, an archangel. There's only two names of archangels in the Bible: Gabriel, Michael. Amen. You know, Michael fought for the body of Moses with the devil. You know how many angels are fighting for you, brother? Sister, remember, there's angels that are fighting for you. Yeah, you might have slipped. Yes, you might have. Oh, this man slipped up a little bit. I want to tell you, he slipped. He was a priest. He was standing in the presence of the altar, and he was in the temple, and he slipped. And I have been sent to talk to you and to bring you this good news. All right, what's the good news? I'm afraid. Oh, and behold, the good news was he was going to have a baby. And the angel tells him that, and the man didn't believe it. The man used all kinds of excuses. He said, how can that be? I'm old. And my wife is old. You know, we doubt God in our own abilities. God says to you, you can do this. And he gives you some awesome dreams and visions of you doing this and that. God is giving you vision to go into the jails and talk to people. And you just discarded that. As soon as you get up, you just discard it. It's not for me. It's not for that. God's giving you so many things in your life, and we discard it because of our own insufficient life, our own concept of ourselves, our low self-esteem. We think, God can't use me. God. And then this man was just like that. You know, Moses was like that. Man, God came down, the angel came down, God showed him. He says, no, it's not for me. I don't have a good tongue. I don't have good language. My language is terrible. But God says, you're the man. And how many times God has chosen you to do what he wants to do? He wants to give us some divine increase. And that divine increase starts with us individually thinking and positive in the hands of God. So he really was reluctant to accept that role, reluctant to accept that ability. And behold, you will be and continue to be silent and not able to speak till the day when these things take place, because you have not believed what I told you. He slipped up. He said, no, not me. Elizabeth, she's just, you know, she's got a walker. And the angels, what do you think the kind of God we serve? He says, now you're going to be punished. Boom. Can't talk. But I'm in the altar, I'm at the altar ministering of incense, and I've got to give the praises unto God. No, you're going to shut up. You're not going to have the capacity to talk. You're not going to have the capacity to worship. You're not going to have the capacity of bringing good news. Why? Because you doubt it. God has a better life for both of you as a marriage. God has a better life for you, a better job for you.
God has some awesome blessings. Like I said, he's got a storehouse full of blessings. And that's what you need to accept. God's ability in you, through you. Please, take that in consideration as an unexpected life, an unexpected gift, unexpected in your life. Expect the best.
He says, but my words are of a kind which will be fulfilled in the anointed and proper time. Appointed, anointed time. Man, he's coming with a schedule. He's coming. This angel, he's just not telling you, hey, buddy, you're going to do. No, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen. And he had a whole list of things that John the Baptist was going to do. He wasn't born yet. And then the other beautiful thing that the angel tells this man is he will be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, this little man. Oh, come on. This little baby, before he was even born, they were saying he's going to be, amen, he was going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And his name shall be John. How did you get your name, brother, sister? How did you get your name? Does it mean anything? Some of you are named juniors. Some of you are named even after your father. You take on your father's name, but in the female sense. Your name means something. So this angel, he already has it all written down. He got it all made out. He said, this is what his name's going to be. Amen. So praise the Lord. Your life is all written out, brother. Sister, your life is all written out. Why don't you follow the path of the Lord? Why don't you follow God? It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Yeah, there's going to be some dips. But at the end, he's in control, brother. He's in control, sister. Yes, yes. Amen. Okay. Unbelief, terrible thing. It's not like murder or stealing. No, unbelief is devastating. Gosh, it's the dumbness of doubt. God's going to bless me. There's no reason for you not to project positive thinking, positive things that are going to occur, that you believe in your mind, that these things are going to happen. That's faith. But you can't pronounce it because the doubt in your life, in your mind, you can't accept the positive future, because God has nothing but positive things for your life that are going to help you. Help us. Please walk out of here today is that he's a father that's willing to give you anything and everything, and as your mind can even imagine, all the promises that he's given to us. He says, okay, the paralysis of unbelief. If they ask you, brother, how you doing, and you have unbelief, you're paralyzed. I'm okay. I'm fine. You're not. You're paralyzed. You can't go forward. You can't walk. You can't maneuver. That's unbelief. And the devil likes to work that. The devil will give us that unbelief and the doubt and the, that kind of stuff happened. But amen. What does it do? It silences your prayers. Silence your prayers. The angel said, the Lord heard your prayers. Come on. You have a prayer list? He's listening to those prayer lists. He's got it. I know for a fact that sometimes you prayed something 10 years ago, you even forgot about it, but 10 years later, it comes to fruition. It happened. Why? Because your prayers are stored up in heaven. All of the hallelujahs and all of the praises, they're stored up in heaven. Can you imagine God? What does God do? He inhabits the praises of his people. Hey, God, where do you live? In the praises. Where's your inhabitants, Lord? In the praises. I'm in new life. I'm in down that way. I'm in the praises. That's where he abides. He's there. He maneuvers. He maneuvers. He works in the middle of praise. When you silent your prayers, unbelief, unclear thinking because of unbelief. Well, I don't know. I thank God for my dad. I was going to say, I don't want to mention my dad, but I have to right here. My dad taught me to pay my tithes. That's faith. If there's ever a barometer of faith, it's how faithful we give to God. There's only one scripture in the Bible that says, can a man rob God? And the answer is yes. How have you robbed him? By your tithes and your offerings. Doubt will keep you from those thoughts of giving.
I love that message Brother Dan gave the other day about the tithing, and it took him a year. Is that what you said, brother? A year? To even conceptualize that giving is tied up in God. There's somehow connection. Your wallet is connected to God. He says, open up the doors of heaven. I will open up the doors of heaven. Bring it. I will fill this thing up. Your bank account is gonna be really, really big when you give to me. And then it was a few months ago, my son was still a youth. He said, Dad, guess what happened? I go, no, what happened? He goes, well, after church, we went out to eat. And we sat there, and then Brother Dan came in, and we ate, and then we were gonna pay. And the lady says that man over there paid your ticket there. He says, praise God for that. Brother Dan, he don't even pay his tithe. Not only pays his tithe, but he pays for other people. And praise God. Bring it on. The Lord says, come on. Try me in this. Try me. Come on. He's challenging us. He's put up your dukes and see. And try me. See if I don't open up the doors. And I'll become that father that overfeeds you. Come on now. Why? Measly, lousy 10%. It's not yours.
You know what the devil told me the other day? He's there, most of your life you paid 10% from your gross.
Yeah.
Well, now you have retirement and Social Security. You're going to pay from that too? I said, yes, devil. Yes, because this is what God has given me, the strength. And 10% is nothing, nothing for what he has given me. Come on. Unbelief. Unbelief will hold you back from your blessing. I want to believe. I just want to stand in the presence of God and say, you are God. I'm going to take back what the devil took back. Ah, I love that song. Today, I'm going to take back. Thoughts are unclear. Praise unsung. Praise unsung. That's what David said. Put back that song in my mouth. Put that melody back in my mouth.
Oh, I love it when people are whistling and singing, and they get in the shower and they praise God, and in their car, there's a song. You're at the altar of incense and you're giving God praise and worship to Him. Oh, Paul, that singing is going to stop. Oh, I told my brother, oh, don't sing. Oh, he's got a terrible voice, but he still sings. He continues to sing, and it kind of annoys my ear, but it's all right with God. It's all right with God. Praise will be unsung. Worship, silence. There's no reason to praise. There's no worship. There's no worship. Why? I got burdens. I got troubles. I've got sickness. You don't know how much this is. Why? Of unbelief. Only because we don't believe. Oh, become an eternal sentence of repression and death. Oh, if we don't break out of it, it's going to kill us. It's going to kill you, brother. You're going to become a victim. Don't be a victim. Raise up. And say, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Say it. My God will supply all my needs according to His riches in heaven. Get out of the poverty line. Oh, get out of that. Oh, that victimization line. Amen. If in any of our undertaking we fail, in anything that you might try we fail, there's very little doubt that we fail because we did not expect enough and ask enough of God. You just didn't ask. You don't receive because you don't ask. What is it? What's your vision? What is it that you want? Ask. And you shall receive. For that expectation is only another name of faith. How is your faith today? How is your faith? Is it taking a beating? Is it down there? And the asking is prayer. That's our job, is to pray. This man was at the altar of incense and he was praying. The angel comes. And he tells him. He tells him all these things. Luke 1. This is what happened. He was still mute. Couldn't talk. I guess it was 9 months. He was mute. Because he had the announcement. And then he says, and it occurred that on the eighth day when they came to circumcise the child, they were intending to call him Zechariah after his father. They're there. He can't talk yet. He was already born, and in the eighth day, and they took him to the temple, and they're going to name him. Let's just name him Junior. God don't want you to be Junior. He don't want to be the second to no one. He wants your own name. He wants your enunciate your own name. He says, but his mother answered, but he shall be called John. The mom knew. The mom knew his name is John, not Zechariah, John. He says, and they said to her, none of your relatives is called by that name. And they inquired with signs to father as to what he wanted to have him called. He said, okay, Zechariah, you know, you have sign language. What do you want him to be called? And I love this next sentence because it says they gave him a tablet. Not like your tablet, brother and sister, like we have. No, a wooden tablet and he with a little chalk. And it says, and they inquired. And then Zechariah asked for a writing tablet and wrote, his name is John. Why is it? Because I heard it from the angel. Why is it? Because I heard it right from the throne of God. I heard the name. And they were all astonished. At once his mouth was open. Excuse me, his mouth was open. Please, brother, sister, the first part of the service is for you and me to let it out. Ah, and worship and praise him. Oh. The first part of the service is the altar of incense. And that's when you've got to dance, sister, brother. Some of you danced at the quinceañeras. Some of you danced at the nightclubs and the go-go and whatever. And here, no, get up, break away from it. I want to give some praise unto the Lord. Get loose in the name of the Lord. Do it. Do it like no dance like nobody's watching, or dance like it's 69, or what is it? What song? I don't know. And they were all astonished, and at once his mouth was opened, and his tongue loosened, and he began to speak. And what did he say? Blessing and praising and thanking God. Oh, praise the Lord! It was a he was messed up. And he slipped a little bit. Oh, what is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us. Even though we can't see it, it's up ahead. It's up ahead. Don't doubt, brother. Don't doubt, sister. It's going to be there. God can do anything because nothing is impossible with God, huh? Or because no word, no message from God will ever fail. He's a wonderful God. He's an everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Mighty God. Let us stand. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you. You are more than enough. You are more than great. Lord, help our unbelief. Oh, Lord, help us to obtain and achieve that mentality. Lord, no matter the cost, no matter what I have to give up, I have to believe and believe in you. That's our battle. Lord, bless every heart, every individual, every person here today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I would like the fathers to come forward. We're going to pray for you that you could be Zechariah after he opened up and told him the name is John. Brothers, come on up. Just fathers, you have such a big responsibility. There's so much riding on your shoulders. Los padres, pass here. Jesus' name. The blessing is upon each and every one of us, brother. Oh, God has given us so much. Yes. Sisters, daughters, just pray for these men that God can use them, that God can just pour out his love upon them. They are torches. They are the voices that cry out in the desert. These are the men that God has chosen. In Jesus' name, wonderful God. Are you ready to pray for them? Are you ready for fire to come down and consume this altar? Let's do that. Let's expect it. Let's expect the fire of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all these men. All these, Jesus, all these wonderful soldiers that you have chosen. You have given them offspring, Lord. You have given them a job. You have given them a responsibility. You've given them, Lord, all the, Lord, that they could probably handle. But I'm giving you, Lord, a command to bless their hearts, their lives. The angel that are standing right next to them, that you would enlighten them, Lord. The angel that is walking with them and talking with them and giving them the vision and giving them, oh God, I'm asking you the blessing upon them, that their faith will not fail, that their that faith will increase and grow and bless the household, their jobs, their finances, their automobiles, their car, their houses, oh Lord, their families, for those that are near and those that are far off, in Jesus' name. For those that are locked up, those that have medical issues, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Bless your dad wherever he's at, sister. Oh, daughter, bless your dad if he's not here. Tell the Lord bless him wherever he may be. In the name of Jesus. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause. Amen. Sing it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Just hug each other, brothers. So, yeah, hug. A little hug. Amen. Amen. Hug yourselves, brother. Thank God. Blessing. Bless each other. Bless you. You have a blessing.
Father. Yes. All of heaven knows your name. Sing loud.